Okay. So, hello everyone. I'm Gábor Boskovics. I'm going to talk about name resolution in package managers from a reproducibility perspective. This is going to be rather practical and like side-by-side comparison of three prominent package managers, and it's not going to be so theoretical. I'll leave this to the next presenter. And yeah, just a few words about me. So as a day job, I work at Roche in the Roche Linux team. We are providing a Debian-based distribution for medical devices. I also work as a Gigs developer for roughly a decade now, which is a functional package manager. And yeah, as a hobby, I like astronomy and I like sailing. So let's get into it and see what we have. So let's first have like a few definitions cleared up. How I'm going to handle packages in this talk is that we are thinking about them as a triplet, the triplet of package name, a package version, and the actual data that is comprising this package. This is not always like 100% true. For example, you might end up in the unfortunate situation that the same name and version is actually designating multiple different packages. This is not so good. Yeah. Then what is reproducibility? Reproducibility is a property that when you are like building the same source, then you get the same binary. This is a pretty straightforward thing that we would like to achieve. It is like not always working like this. But why is this important? Why do we want to have this? That's because if you think about like the complexity of contemporary software, just by having a look at its binary representation, it is very hard to come to any conclusion about what it actually does. That's why we are preferring to work with them in source form. But then we would like to establish a correspondence that, okay, this binary is really corresponding to this source code. But now, with the current tooling that we have at our disposal, the only way to actually do this is to rebuild it from source and then see that we are coming up with the same result. Right now, going backwards does not work. Yeah, it works for like small stuff, but for typical software, it does not fly. So, yeah. When we are talking about reproducibility, we are talking about different layers of reproducibility. We can have like a layer on package level that, okay, this package is reproducible. If I build it from source, then I get the same package. We can also talk about this at different levels. For example, if we are talking about reproducibility as a system level, then what we expect is that from the same definition of the operating system, I got the, let's say, same set of files on the hard drive of that system. Yeah? And for this to happen, we actually have to pin the whole transitive dependency graph of the system image. Yeah? Because if there is like just one version mismatch anywhere, it is not going to be a reproducible system image anymore. Yeah. And why do we want to have name resolution in packaging systems? Is that we don't really want to encode this whole transitive dependency graph with all the versions for every package definition. Most probably, in the first place, we don't have enough information to do this. And then we would duplicate also like an immense amount of information. So we have to simplify somehow. And be able to express the dependencies in a way that we are referring to, like, not a complete triplet of the package, but we are, let's say we are just picking the name, or the name and the version, or something like a smaller piece of information to identify this package. Yeah? We would like to essentially have something like this, that we have a package called name, and this depends on this and this and this package name. Yeah? And also, because we want to be reproducible, we want to have this process to be deterministic. Yeah? In most cases, this is not